Much like an open goal, the Palace fans' meet-up in Perth was unmissable. And much like an open goal, Rob Seltzer missed it. Unfortunately for everyone at home, that means that you are stuck with me, Ned Rock, for hosting duties. I'm joined by a whole host of clips from the weekend on my phone. Don't stress, Paul Shelley didn't have much to do with most of them, so it should be safe to open at work. This is the Exiled Eagles National Meet-Up Special. Yes, 2 weeks ago, and Australian Palace fans in their tens descended on Perth for our national meetup. Among them were myself and regular Exiled Eagle Marky Werner, who we'll hear from shortly. Unfortunately, Dale Quarty couldn't make it, and as you will hear in the upcoming clips, the mystery surrounding the whereabouts of Rob Seltzer was very much explored by all in attendance. But for those that arrived early, we headed out to enjoy the hospitality of Colin Morgan at his lovely Riverside property just near the airport. And I caught up with Sean and Dave just cruising down the Swan River on his boat. Friday afternoon, just hanging out on the Swan River on a boat. Shawnee Rob's here, so that's answered your hashtags. Rob Seltzer, not so much. Shawnee, can you think of a better way to spend a Friday afternoon?
Absolutely not. What a perfect way. On the river, out with the Palace boys, having a few beers. Lovely.
Certainly a good afternoon out, and much improved on the work day I would be having. Be a brave Dave. How's your Friday afternoon?
Hey Ned, yeah, it's going pretty well. As you said, just cruising along the Swan River on this boat. Thanks to Colin for all his hospitality. A few beers on his deck beforehand, so yeah, no complaints from me.
Yeah, no, I think everyone's pretty much in agreement here that be it Jordo and Hobart or any of our unnamed candidates for next year, they've got a bit of work to live up to it. But yeah, river cruises on a Friday, generally a winner. So lock that in for future national meetups. From the serenity of Colin's riverboat cruise, we then kicked on to the Reveille Bar in central Perth, where Mark and I caught up with a surprisingly large number of Palace fans from across the country. And I'll apologise in advance for the shouty audio, ridiculous questions, and Shawnee Rob's lack of sobriety.
So here, opening night of the 2019 Crystal Palace National Meetup here in Perth, which is great to see a few familiar faces from national meetups gone by and some locals that are down here from Queensland. I've run into Jeff here, who I met in Hong Kong for the Premier League pre-season tournament a few years ago. Jeff, good to see you. Tell us a bit about yourself and how you're involved with Crystal Palace.
Been following Crystal Palace since 1990, FA Cup final. Unfortunately, we didn't win it or the replay, but I picked the team in 1990, and I've followed them ever since. The ups and downs, 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 ups, ups, ups. But I've now built a bigger fan base because I've got three boys who hopefully one day will actually play for Palace, because they're going all right. So we'll see how we go.
Awesome, mate, awesome. And you're a Perth local here?
I am Perth local. I'm not on social media or anything, so but I'm a quiet eagle.
Awesome, mate, love it, love it. Great to see you tonight, as always. I can also sympathise with you being to a cup final and losing, I think, against the same team not too many years ago. Still fresh in the memory.
I went to that one too. I flew on.
It still burns.
So we're here at the Palace fans meet up. Obviously, bit crazy here at the first night out. But I've just run into Wes, who's a Palace fan in Perth. Had no idea what was going on, but he's seen us and he's just joined in. Wes, what's your Palace story?
Massive Palace fan. Been in Australia 17 years, and yeah, never seen so many Palace fans in one spot. It's pretty crazy. So Just want to get involved and get on board, really.
It's good to hear, mate. As I say, yeah, so national meetup. So we got a bunch of stuff going on tomorrow. So we'll hook you up with the Perth website. And then obviously, yeah, be in touch with some people for the future as well. So if you can watch some of the Palace games and have some Palace fans to watch stuff with.
Sounds fantastic. I'm in.
Perfect.
All right.
You might as well like Exiled Eagles as well.
What was that one?
Exiled Eagles.
Exiled Eagles.
A few moments later.
Crystal Palace, for years, have played in red and blue. I just really have a very important question to ask. Of the red and blue stripes, which is your favourite stripe, red or blue?
We'll go red.
Blue.
Yellow.
An interesting answer, Jordo being difficult as always. Here with Chris in Perth, part of the Melbourne crew. Chris, Palace have worn red and blue stripes for a very long time. What's your favourite stripe, red or blue?
Red and blue on a white shirt.
I don't mind the answer. It's very good. We're talking the sash, I assume.
The sash is the traditional white shirt.
Fair enough. Well, I wasn't expecting an actual good answer to this, and I've been undone. Well done, Chris. Fair play. So here at the National Meetup, Shorty Rob, again, as I said earlier, still here. Rob Seltzer, still not here.
Seltzer, give us a wave. Seltzer.
He can't do that, Jordo. He's not here.
Who is Rob Seltzer?
It's a very good question. Regardless, so we're obviously heading to a winery tomorrow. Shawnee is sitting here at the pub on the Friday night. He's gone early. He's having a glass of red. Shawnee, can you discuss your drink preferences with us?
They're two good red wines. Why would you not have red wines?
Look, it's a fair argument. I'd like to follow it up with another question. Red and blue stripes. We've been wearing them for a while as Palace. Which is your favourite, red or blue?
Blue.
Why?
I didn't really understand the first question, so I just gambled on the two answers.
Well, it's a very simple question. We wear red and blue stripes. I'm asking you, which is your favourite and why that is? You said blue. I mean, why would you say blue?
Because I bleed blue.
I think you should see a doctor. Thank you.
Many unbearable hours later.
Morning after the night before, day two of the national meetup. Mark and I out till the early hours in a wonderful venue. Mark, how are you feeling today? A little bit dusty?
A bit dusty, mate. No PBs being set today or land speed records broken, I don't think. Enjoyable evening out last night when we found a converted multi-level theatre turned come bar, come nightclub, come everything you want it to be, which did keep us out to the wee hours, and I regret nothing.
Yeah, not well, I won't say I regret nothing, but yeah, I'm fairly close. Got Jordo here as well. Jordo, best on ground from day one?
Oh, look, I piked out early, so I can't really tell who judge who did the best work. I think Paul Shelley might be up there as odds-on favourite for some sort of honourable mention last night. I'm not sure if he got lost, but according to the WhatsApp feed, he was walking around the house for 30 minutes. So I think that's my thought so far. Paul Shelley, early starter.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair input. Obviously, yeah, very good night out last night. I think we had about 30-odd Palace fans at the Reveille Bar, which obviously we then kicked on for a little bit and numbers went down, but hoping to get some good numbers today as well as we head out to a winery. Big shout-out to Colin as well. We'll have a chat to him later for his aptly described house from last year. He may have mentioned it a few times, but he wasn't wrong. And yeah, lovely place, good little river cruise that we spoke about, and hopefully the winery can live up to the expectations today.
So that was day one, done, dusted, and never to be spoken of ever again. To start day two, we headed off to Edgecombe Wineries. Lovely little spot out there on the Swan River once again. Owned and operated by Palace fan Alfie Edgecombe. And to start off with, Mark caught up with him and Perth Supporters Group Commander-in-Chief Colin Morgan. Also, after this, we have the official hosting bids for the 2020 National Meetup. So, but we'll start by handing over to Mark, who had a bit of a chat with Alfie and Colin.
So we're here in day two of the 2019 National Meetup for Crystal Pole supporters here in Australia. We're out at the beautiful winery owned and operated by Alfie here, who was kind enough to have us out here today. Alfie, tell us a little bit about yourself and your beautiful establishment that you have and your affiliation with Crystal Palace.
Well, family's been here in this part of Australia since the 1920s. Dad and uncle came out from a place called Sussex in the old days, but Dad was born south of Clapham Common, so Dad was a mild Palace fan all his life, so I've taken on his tribal loyalties, and I must admit Palace have given me a lot of fun over the years, just keeping up with their shenanigans. It's great stuff.
Certainly are, mate. Never a dull moment at Palace. And being over here in Perth, mate, you have the odd Palace supporter come through your establishment here and have a bit of a chat with them?
Yeah, well, I've latched on to Colin. What it was the number plates on his car, CPFC. I thought, oh, my God, there's someone that's quite tragic. But so we've bonded, so to speak.
Oh, fantastic, mate. And obviously, yeah, we're very appreciative of you having us out here today and extending your hospitality to us. And so now we're going to have a chat with Colin Morgan, club president of the Perth Supporters Group over here in Western Australia, who's put the weekend on for us here. Beautiful day out in sunny Western Australia. Colin, maybe tell us a bit about how you ended up in Perth, your affiliations with Crystal Palace and all things Perth and Palace.
Well, I've supported Palace since I was a kid, my local team. Came out here and it was pretty hard to keep following in those days. So I met Howard Noth, who was the Australian president, actually lived in Perth at the time. And in those days it was literally a photocopy of the Croydon Advertiser, and that's pretty much all you got. So, kind of inspired when I met yourself in Hong Kong a couple of years back. It was great to meet up with a load of fans and get together. So I had big ideas of doing something when I got back. And as you know, Frank de Boer, we lost the first seven games and kind of deflated me a bit for a little while. And yeah, picked up again now. Came over to Brisbane with you guys last year with my son Connor and mate John. We had a great time and thought, yeah, let's get it on in Perth. So here we go.
Awesome, mate. Fantastic. It was lovely to meet yourself up in Hong Kong there in 2017 for the pre-season tournament and your son, a few other Perth guys up there. So it's great to catch up with these folks dotted all around the world, being Palace supporters with the one thing in common. Mate, so back in the day when you were first out here, obviously a few moons ago, what sort of era were we talking when you touched down in Perth and was trying to support Crystal Palace or catching wind of what was going on? What sort of year did you settle here in Perth?
I got here in 1991, so left Palace in a pretty good position and right. Yeah, kind of went downhill for them quite a few years, you know. So, yeah, maybe I got all right at the right time, you know.
Fantastic. Well, mate, yeah, as I say, we're sort of at the halfway point through the weekend here. The weather's really turned it on. Alfie's been a champion and have us at his winery here today. Alfie, do you want to give your winery a plug and what it's called and where people can find it online?
Yeah, our name's Edgecombe Brothers, Edgecombe, Bros. Pretty easy to find on any, Google it. And we're pretty close to the centre of Perth. Got about 50 acres, lovely spot, big water areas on the property and produce a shitload of wine. So it's a great place and it's very much part of the, one of the places to go to in the Swan Valley.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous setup you've got here today. And again, very appreciative of your hospitality and a couple of frothies that you've put on for us. It's great. We'll enjoy the rest of the day. Get out and watch the glory this afternoon. And then Palace get 3 points against, who we got tonight?
Liverpool,
that's right. So we'll keep you updated.
Here at the National Meetup with Paul Shelley, big winery fan. Paul, how are you enjoying Edgecombe Brothers winery so far with your, as Jimmy says, your wine connoisseur knowledge?
It's most enjoyable, actually, Ned. The palates of the wine, I find, it's got a fruity kind of wooden texture. I haven't had any yet.
Are you intending to?
I might have one glass.
Fair enough. Giordo,
Yes.
Hobart, an option for next year's national meetup. Sell it to us.
100%. We're very keen to host it next year. We've got a lot of things going for us in Hobart. You know, it's very different from the rest of the mainland. You know, we're off on the island by ourselves. A lot of natural beauty, a lot of open space. You know, a palace in the paddock was one idea that we've progressed, and you know, just going to a paddock and getting on it and watching palace is a good idea. Maybe, I don't know, but we'll workshop it as we go. But I think we've got a good potential to deliver a great product and a great event for the people of the Crystal Palace supporters.
Well, there we go. That's the official bid from Hobart has been launched by Jordo. I'd searched for the official bid from our other contenders, but unfortunately they don't have any representatives. So, Jordo, just so you know, if you're beaten, you've been beaten by nobody.
Look, it wouldn't be the first time Tassie's been beaten by someone or Hobart, you know. Always get left off the map. So it comes part and parcel. We're living off an island.
Do you think you deserve to be on the map?
Always, mate. I think Tasmania's contributed a lot to the world. Hobart, Errol Flynn, one of Tasmania's finest, the star of stage and screen, you know. I think
I'm going to just cut Jordo there. I think we've probably heard enough about Hobart, and I apologise for asking that last question. Here with Jordo's recruit, Andrew. Jordo's tried to sell us Hobart for the next national meetup. He didn't do a very good job, so I thought I'd go for a second bid. Probably from someone who's A, a little more sober, and B, a little more coherent. Hobart's bid for next year. Sell it to us.
Well, Jordo's pub's closed down, so we're looking at a palace in the paddock, but it's not really getting too much traction down here, so we're looking for activities. We're struggling. But just a different vibe, just the island nature, and I think, yeah, we'll see what we can do. We've got a year to work it out, so yeah.
I was going to put it out there. As far as the sell goes,
no, it's not much of a sell, I'm convincing. But we're getting there. Well, we've got a brains trust that's going to come together.
We might need a brains trust if you lose out.
We haven't got it. Yeah, I know. Although 2v none to Adelaide and 2v none to Wellington and 2v1 to Darwin. So just on numbers, I feel like we don't really... Yeah, is that a sell?
It's the closest either of you have come, so we're going to roll with it. We're going to say that's a sell.
Okay, that's a sell.
So that's all right. Moving on to your own story. Massive Palace fan, I understand. Tell us a little bit more about how Jordo has coerced you to, you know, ruin your life by supporting Palace.
Basically, come around one night and watch a game, and wasn't doing anything that night, so why not? And then that was before the end of last season. And then we had a little discount on the Palace store, so I managed to pick up a cheap jersey, wearing it proudly. And then we watched the early game this year, and I think it was the Tottenham game where we lost 4-0, and I was pretty tired, so didn't end up too good. But I can't say I know a great deal about it, but that's why I'm here.
Well, you're doing much better than Rob Seltzer, so we'll give you credit for that.
Where is Rob Seltzer?
Where is he? That's a very good question. I'll put it to the people. I can't answer that. But it's a very, very valid question. Andrew, thanks for having a chat with us.
No worries.
Andrew had raised a very valid point, and realistically, it was the question on everybody's lips, and I mean everybody's.
Where is Rob Seltzer?
Where is Rob Seltzer?
Where is Rob Seltzer? I mean, where is Rob Seltzer?
Where is Rob Seltzer? Donde está Roberto Seltzer?
Vo es di Seltz?
Where is Rob Seltzer?
Where is Rob Seltzer?
Where's Rob?
Oh. Where's Rob Seltzer?
Where's Rob Seltzer?
Where is Rob Seltzer?
Anyways, fair is fair. So we did decide that we'd give Rob the opportunity to respond to the question and ask him where he was. So, Rob, how come you didn't make the effort, mate?
Look, mate, I'm the host. I do what I want. This is a dictatorship, not a democracy.
Okay, mate, no need to get so defensive, but... All right, I mean, no one said you had to come. I mean, how come you didn't want to, though? Like, you got issues with me and Mark, or...?
Who knows? You know, whatever.
All righty, then. I'll leave that one alone. Did you get up to anything, at least?
We did nothing. We did absolutely nothing.
Fair enough. I guess that you're probably just a bit upset that you missed out on such a good weekend. I mean, how do you feel, mate?
Absolute crap. There's nothing short of a disgrace for me.
Oh, that's all right, mate. Don't be so hard on yourself. We've always got next year. You going to come along?
You can wait and find out. There'll be something for you to find out.
Fair enough, mate. Well, all the best. Anyway, back to the national meetup, and we'll cut back to just getting a bit of input from a few of the guys who were at the winery as to where they wanted to head next year.
Very important question to be cited, obviously. It's the national meetup of where to next. Jimmy, preference, where do we go?
Yeah, thanks, Dad. That's a good question. There's a few contenders in the hat. Obviously, Tasmania has been the favourite for a while. Real short odds with the bookies. But over the past 24 hours, there's been a few new entrants. Adelaide's come into the mix, as well as Darwin. And also Tanzania seems to have been thrown in the mix. I don't know if that's a typo on Tasmania or... but the winner will be announced tonight. There will be a collective vote. And, yeah, we'll find out where we are in 2020.
Paul Shelley, preferences for next year?
All I could say is fuck off going to see Jordo in Tasmania. That's definitely not on my list. Apparently New Zealand could be in contention as well. So
there you go. Don't mind that. And we've got Mick here. Preferences for next year?
Well, New Zealand sounds good to me, but what about the Northern Territory? That could be interesting.
Yeah, we've had a bit of a shout for Darwin at one point. Connor, next year, preferences?
I think any city in any state with lax laws in terms of catch and release of drunk occupants is probably my preference. So I haven't looked into it specifically. I feel like Hobart would be accommodating, because what else is there to do there, really, apart from get very drunk and arrested? We're yet to be decided.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
Did you want to...
Dave?
Wherever it is, I'll go.
That's the attitude. That's what we like to hear. John, preferences for next year? Where would you like to go?
Well, I thought Darwin sounded very nice around about May, but Tasmania, fantastic. Would love that. And, of course, there's always the invisible South Australian contingent. Who knows?
A number of options. We'll have to wait and see. All will be revealed at some point, maybe. Who knows?
It's a mystery.
Upon leaving the winery, up next was the football. But before heading to watch Palace at the Patriots Bar, we stopped in at HBF Park to catch Perth Glory versus Sydney FC. Of course, Tony Popovich, former Palace legend, currently coaching Perth. Less said about his luck, the better. However, I may have nicked a cheeky bit of audio from our former host Tony King's former employers, just of the Palace fans, perhaps adding a touch to the fairly lacklustre atmosphere at HBF Park.
And drift deep and round on Sydney Glubman. Had to be positive. As a keeper, if you're going to come, you make sure you come the whole way.
In full voice, having somewhat awkwardly both outnumbered and outsung the Sydney FC fans at their own game, the 40-odd Palace fans then began a march through the city to the Patriot Sports Bar for the all-important clash with Liverpool. It was tough to wrangle Paul Shelley out of a couple of somewhat sketchy establishments, and it's safe to say that Jimmy's sticker supply was starting to run short. But finally, it was time for us to prove Rob Seltzer wrong once and for all and absolutely batter Liverpool. Well, that's what we thought at the time. We might have been a bit drunk.
Just finished the A-League game. We're now here at Brass Monkey. Bit loud in the background. Tottenham are 3-0 up, which no one gives a flying fuck about. Apparently the A-League game that we went to... most people didn't care, but we found the one person who's actually happy and did give a shit. Paul Shelley, thoughts on the A-League game we went to?
It was a fantastic result. I think Sydney FC basically dominated for the whole game. and 3-1.
Fantastic. So a great chat there from Paul. We've enjoyed that. That was good. And we'll just move on. It's a Palace podcast. No one gives a shit about Sydney FC. Unfortunately, the downside was Popper was in a bit of a hump, so he didn't wander off, so we couldn't get a grab of him asking where Rob Seltzer was. But other than that, it's been a good night. Can you hear Rob Seltzer sing?
No, no. Can you hear Rob Seltzer sing?
No, no.
Can you hear Rob Seltzer sing?
I can't hear a fucking thing.
Oh!
Who's Rob Seltzer?
Scott!
Half time, 0-0. Fairly unlucky to have had a goal taken away from us. And referee conspiracy theorist Dave is with me. Rant away, Dave.
Well, actually, in this case, I can't blame the referee because he gave the goal. But the VAR, just, I don't really know why that goal's been ruled out, to be honest.
We're 2 inches in the back, though.
The incident seemed to be way off the ball. I don't think it would have made any difference whether there was the push or not, if you can call it a push.
Well, I think the argument is not necessarily that it would have made a difference. The argument is that it's technically a foul. He's put 2 inches in his back, he's giving him a shove. Dave, he's got not much to do to respond to that.
I'm okay. It just means we're going to win 2-1 instead of 3-1, as predicted, so it's okay. We're a way better team in the first half.
Yeah, it's a fair point. I think we have definitely been the better team in the first half. For me, I think that's probably we got Arsenal. We got very lucky with the VAR. We got Villa. We got very lucky with the VAR. We got Wolves. We got quite lucky with the VAR. I think it was Wolves. I might have made that one up. We won the other games, so we were quite lucky with VAR. There's been three. I think we were about due for one to go against us. Doesn't matter. Still 0-0 against Liverpool. And as Dave says, we'll beat him in the second half. So who cares? Up the Palace.
Over and out. We're coming to the Exiled Eagles at half-time here with the Crystal Palace against Liverpool game. And we found Rob Seltzer in the pub. And he's got something to say on this VAR decision here. Rob, take it away.
Yeah, look. So, against Arsenal, there was a clear shove in the back for the first goal, which they allowed. There's no difference between that and the goal that was just allowed for Palace. So I think it's quite obvious that there's a refereeing conspiracy. I think Palace never get in their way, ever. It's a big team, so they always, the big teams get the decisions go in their favour. And as usual today, the big team has got the decision going in their favour. Because, as I say, against Arsenal, with a clear shove in the back, the referee allowed the goal. Today, same thing, shove in the back and it gets disallowed. The difference, they're Palace, they're Liverpool. It just happens. It's just shocking. Shocking.
I think you're making a fair point there, Rob. Anyway, let's enjoy the second half. Over and out.
So we're at Brisbane Airport. It's 11:40 Sunday evening after a 5-hour flight back from Perth from the 2019 National Meetup. I'm here with Matt Phillips and Pete Edwards. Pete, just in 127 words or less, what were your thoughts of the meetup over the weekend?
Yeah, good trip. I'm glad to say it isn't hazy in my mind. I can remember most of the things and activities that took place. Good to catch up with fellow Crystal Palace supporters. Yeah, good fun. Do it again, I think.
Nice one. And Matt, quickly, your thoughts on the weekend as a whole?
Yeah, another top weekend. We're up to, what, 4 now, aren't we? National meetups? Or?
Something like that.
We're up to 4 national meetups now, aren't we?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Tassie 2020, mate, you're going to be a starter?
Yep, going to be a starter for that one. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to it. Yep. Seeing what the Tassie boys can bring to the party.
So. Nice one. There's a bit of talk and conjecture going around as to where it might be held. Tassie's the front runner at the moment. We'll see what the boys have to say about that. Until then, stay tuned and up the palace.
Fantastically summed up there by the Brisbane boys. A fantastic weekend in Perth. That is the end of this national meetup pod. A big thank you to all the Perth crew who put a hell of a lot of effort into organising a fantastic weekend for a whole bunch of people from around the country. Most of them people they'd never met before, so that generosity and hospitality is really, really appreciated. Go to your local Palace Facebook page, meet up with your local Palace fans, watch some games. Always good fun. It's the best bit about the club. Don't forget to like Exiled Eagles, subscribe, give us 5 stars, whatever it is that you're supposed to do. I don't really know. The only thing we have left on this pod is to announce the national meetup host for 2020. I'll end the pod now and I'll let Juan Antonio Samaranch do the honors.
The winner is
Jordo in Tasmania.